Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With a brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Happy, it's just a special happy day. I'm really excited because I have a special guest for you. So right now at this time, if you can mute your phones because we don't want to take away from my guest, and I have a little few little things I'm going to go through. But once again, happy Sunday to you all. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Women in Motion Radio. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to about her business, email her information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate women in our local communities and around the world, not excluding men. So if you know some men, please, listeners, call in now. If you're already on, tell your friends. You can text them. Tell them right now they can join in by calling 323-642-1757. Once again, that is 323-642-1757. You could also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWaterRadio. You can email me at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. So we're about to go live shortly, and I know I have my guests waiting, giving a chance for everyone to kind of log in and call in, but it's a few things I like to say about my guest. An exceptional woman is an empowered woman who sees herself as an inspirational woman. She is fearless. She is remarkable. So on today, Peggy's Social Moment, Sunday, November the 20th, an exclusive interview with my special guest, Myra Wallace Walker, award-winning designer, published author, fashionpreneur, a remarkable woman, transforming and creating design from stage to the runway, a trailblazer in the business world. So right here on Women in Motion, we're keeping it live, we're keeping it real. We're going to hear. Myra, are you there?
I am here.
Wonderful. I'm happy to have you.
Can you hear me? Yeah. I'm here and there.
You're here and there. You're everywhere, girl. You really are. And I'm still giving a few to log on. But Myra Walker is a Southern California native on the front line of the fashion and beauty industry and a trailblazer, as I stated before, in the business world. She is an award-winning designer and a published author. Her extensive background in the fashion and apparel industry, runway production, and business management is acknowledged through her body of work. Mrs. Myra is the founder of the Big and Tall Menswear. Yes, she is. MKO Man, He's Tied Up. Men's neckwear line and the Myra Wallace collection. She has produced numerous high fashion profile runway shows. And as I stated, she's an author, online magazine, Beauty Come Forth, nominated as Rising Star of the Year by the LA Business Journal, and Designer of the Year, honored, yes, Women of the Year, yes, for the network, and recognized for her community advocacy by President Barack Obama. Is there anything else that I'm missing? It's just so much. I just have so much papers on you. I don't know where to go. But how are you doing today, young lady?
Hey, I'm trying to meet that girl.
Yes, you
I'm
are
fabulous,
that girl, okay?
Peggy.
You
thank
are
you.
Fabulous.
Thank you, Peggy. Yes, well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's good to hear your voice.
Status to be so humble and to just reach out and sharing. And, you know, Myra, what I wanted to say is that you are continually training and teaching and exploring all facets of creative design from stage to film to the runway. And let me ask you something. How do you do what you do?
By the grace of God and his mercies. I'm going to forever say that it is simply by his grace. When God has something for you, who can be against you? Can't nothing stop you. And so I literally wake up each day and say, what you got for me, God? And here I am, a willing vessel. Not that it's that easy all the time, but it's rewarding to know that you're looking to do his will, his purpose for your life.
Yes, God has blessed you truly with a talent and the gift. And what's so phenomenal about it, you're a phenomenal woman, a remarkable woman, an exceptional woman. Are you listening? Do you agree with me? Yes, you are. Because there's so much to say. So if I go all over the place, this is really your show, because my show is to celebrate. And you are doing something. You're making an impact. Now, I'm going to jump here. You are not in California right now. Is that correct?
I'm not. I'm now in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a Midwest girl now, living here in a very different world called Cincinnati. But don't sleep on Cincinnati. It's doing things, and I'm just, I hit the ground running here, and it's a lot going on here that I believe that many people are not aware of. And for those that I know from the West Coast and around that have come to town, they come here and they're like, I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't expect this. So that's a good thing. Lots of culture here. Lots of things happening with black people that I like to see on the move. Mm-hmm. A lot of artisans, creatives here. So, I'm feeling good here. It feels like home in that area.
That's good. It seems like, and you've traveled the world. I can't even believe this. For 39 years, a flight attendant. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm 40 years now.
So tell me something.
40 years.
When did you start? When you were a baby? When you were a baby? You look 39.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I see you all over the place. I say, look at Myra. She look good. And sometimes you have pictures with like a niece or a daughter or someone. I say, well, she looked like the girl.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Again, his grace.
Yes, girl. When you have God, you can't lose, right?
Right.
You know, Myra, it would be a shame for you to be blessed with all that talent and just let it die.
It would be. The thing about we're all gifted in some way. God has given us all different gifts, and I think it's important for everybody to tap into what it is so you can live out your purpose. Otherwise, you're just alive and you're searching. But when you're walking and living in that vein, that it's really nothing like it. It's like many times I'll share about, you find something that you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. And from my job, career job, to the gifts to the businesses that I started, they've all been things that I love and that I get much fulfillment out of. So it's work. I mean, it does take some effort, but ultimately I don't feel like it's working because it's doing the things that I love.
What do you love the most out of what you do?
I love helping people. I love helping others to reach their potential or to at least see their potential in whatever that might be. It may not be in my field. But I'm an advocate for women, as you know, and I'm an advocate for those, everyone. I'm having at least the opportunity to step out and dream and then do something at least every day to, you know, to reach that goal. So that's what I love most. I love most inspiring, encouraging, empowering women first and foremost. I'm not ashamed to say that.
Yeah.
Women first and foremost, because we are the ones that were most often put things on the back burner when it comes to ourselves. So, you know, I'm about women saying, yeah, you know, we have responsibilities. I do, you know, as a wife, as a mother, and those are foremost in my life. But it's not for me to forget about the things that God has gifted me to do. So, yeah, that's I love helping and seeing people just thrive and soar. That gives me the greatest pleasure.
Yes, you said it all. Like I said, keep in mind, Myra, this is your show, so I want you to say and do whatever you want to say and talk about. But I was at your wedding. I wanted all my listeners to know I've been friends with Myra for a long time. I remember when you were designing clothes and outfits for the Lakers and doing this and that, but you always had that something special about you, just a go-getter with all those fabrics. And I said, wow, my God, you inspired me. Girl, when I see you, I'm going to start working on myself. Really? I mean, you women together here in California. You really did. I haven't been to a get-together since you left.
That's been, I mean, again, that's gathering people together, you know. I say that even often here today here in Cincinnati about, you know, I talk to my in-laws a lot about how I love gathering. I love bringing people together. I'm a big social person. I'm a social butterfly. Let's get together for any reason. Let's get together for no reason. Let's get together and just celebrate each other. And let's just, you know, let's have a session of just the girls day or just the, you know, that's, you know, because I believe it, that we all need it. We all need that getaway from, you know, the ho-hum of everyday life, and the camaraderie that you can have in friends and family is a healing to me. It's something, you know, I grew up in a household that we were the household that everyone came to, you know, that we had the gathering.
Yeah.
Both my parents were always entertaining. And that's what I know, hospitality, that's a gift. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't have it, but I love it.
Oh, yes, and your family is like that. I know your family, so definitely. You know, I recall talking to your mother one time, and you did your grand opening for your book, Beauty Come Forth. And she said, Myra was like this when she was a little bitty girl. She said she would sew and make little outfits for your dolls. I said, wow.
Yes.
And you're, go ahead.
Yes, that's where I started. I started very young, at a very young age, and my mother always loved telling the story that I didn't ever sleep. She's like, I don't really know when she would sleep, because I was always juggling, you know, more than one thing as I got, you know, my teenage years and on until today. You know, God bless my mom and my father who are no longer with me that I miss dearly daily. But you know, they were my rocks, and you know, a lot of who I am is by their support, encouragement, and their love that stays with me to this day.
That's beautiful. The apple never falls far from the tree, and you have a good tree with some good fruit on it bearing. Yes, you do.
Yep.
And you're transforming. Yep. You have some outfits called Transformer. I bought a few from you.
The Transformers. You know, those things have, you know, longevity, because I'm still doing Transformers out here. I'm about to introduce, you know, the whole transforming experience of gathering women together. I'm doing a trunk show, actually, doing a pop-up shop that's coming. A number of things happening on the horizon, but I'm doing a trunk show Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that's you know, where I'm looking to do the actual Transformers, you know. She'll do a trunk show for Transformers, mm-hmm. and then we're doing my company Valor and Virtue. We're doing a pop-up shop on December the 4th at an organization.
Okay.
We're partnering with an organization. It's called the Cincinnati Association of the Blind and Visually Impaired, a wonderful organization.
Oh, wow.
Valor and Virtue, which is my current company. I'm in partnership with David Stennett. And we're doing a partnership with them. I have my dear sister-in-law with her organization, her company, Sage, which is a consulting, and has been, literally vital for everything that I'm doing here in Cincinnati. She has connected me, you know, and as you know, Peggy, because like you said, we go way back to most of my businesses, and I don't know how to keep still. But I hit the ground running, but I wouldn't have went anywhere had I not had both my family, you know, my sister-in-law with the company Sage, Sansere, she might even be listening in, but she, you know, that connected me with the powers that be here. And then my other in-laws, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-laws, of course, my husband, who has been, you know, a very supportive force, my brother-in-law. It's just been it takes a village. And God surrounded me, or he brought me right here into another village that has just let me run free and connected me. And it's a lot happening here in Cincinnati through the vision that God has given me through Valor and Virtue. So that's just some of the things. You know, we had the Fashion at the Fountain, which was another event that took place this past June. We're doing it again, Juneteenth, for 2023.
Okay.
And you got to come out here for that one, Peggy.
I'm coming out, and I want all my listeners to join, too, because we're about supporting one another. Even though you're in Cincinnati, it doesn't matter because, girl, let me tell you, what Miss Myra Wallace Walker did, she relocated, but she travels the world. I mean, general manager, West Coast Expo, owner, CEO, he's tied up, programming, general manager, Jose, Long Beach director for U Network, executive director, once again, LA Business Expo, founder of, the list goes on and on and on. And I see you everywhere. I see you in the snow. I'm like, she just got there, and she's already putting on shows. The whole television media is involved. You need to do some Zoom classes so people can know how to really, you hear people doing things, but you wonder, how do you just get that extra little push to do it? But as I stated, you're fearless. You're a remarkable woman, and you let God lead you. And, Myra, I wanted to ask, I'm going to jump here real quick. I was at your wedding. Everything you do is like way over and above. So the bridal shower was very, very extravagant. The games and everything. I'm like, okay, I'm looking forward. Now your wedding, oh my God, that was too much. How is it since you're being a wife now? How is that?
You know, let me tell you, a wife and a mother, I got to be all in one. You know, I didn't even have to get stretch marks. And that's the best part of being this type of mother. I have, four wonderful daughters, and I'm blessed. I am, I'm not gonna say that, everything has been easy. It's been work, but it's been a good and a rewarding work. I thank God all the time. Even when we're not in agreement, me and my husband, and I'm like, you know what? But I know this was right. And, even with, like I said, my daughters, which I have great relationships with, it's a blessing, And I often said, I wanted to have children of my own. And though I did not have children that came birthed through this body, God knew and he had a plan. And he gave me just what I wanted. And he gave it to me without having to
blessings
go through the
around.
Birthing. That's right. So, he always has a ram in a bush. And so the ram, that was my rams in the bush. And, I don't know if you recall everyone saying it because they said it even at the bridal shower, which I can't take credit for doing because all my bridesmaids put that fabulous event on. But
they look beautiful.
Is that, everyone always says, when I met my husband, and we, got engaged and got married, everyone said, your mother sent him. Your mother sent him, you know, because I met him like 6 weeks after my mother had passed, which was a very hard time for me. But it was, you know, he was a godsend for sure. He was a godsend, and God knew what he was doing. He always does.
Truly, so it's an adjustment. Blessed. Your mother made sure. She made it's an adjustment, and you two make a beautiful couple. God picked you. He divinely connected the two of you. And I heard the testimony, you know, the McLean and all that. It's just so much to talk about. We don't have enough time. But because I do have some callers putting that up in a minute. But, okay. Myra, what is the greatest joy and passion? What do you enjoy most about fashion?
Creativity, you know, the creative process. The creative process in design. I was talking to one of my stepdaughters today, and, you know, we were talking to, you know, I was telling her a little more about the history, my history in fashion. And you know, when I get into that conversation about fashion, I'm so passionate that I have to, like, calm myself sometimes because I'm like, I'm in it. You know, I'm talking to people out here about, you know, starting a fashion hub here where we can even actually do manufacturing here in Cincinnati for all the creatives that are here that just need a place to just get their ideas out of their head, off of the paper, into a reality. And so the creative process, I'm very passionate about because you're able to do or you're able to see an idea come into a actual creative piece. Like it manifests, like, you know, even myself, when I have an idea to design something, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, and then I can change it along the way because I'm kind of, I don't do it the practical way. I just kind of go about, like, I have this idea. By the time I get to the end of it, it may have completely changed. And it's like, you know, it morphs into something completely different, but it morphs into that which God intended it to from the beginning. I just might have had a different idea. So the process, the whole creative process, is exciting to me. And that goes for whether it's me designing clothing, me working on a project, me doing a fashion show. It's like all of those things that have to go into motion to click. And then you get to the final day. If you remember those Black Expo days, I would during the process, in the process of it, I'd be like, oh my God, and me doing the, oh my, it was a lot. But on those 3 days at the end, it'd be like, man, this was God. This was so amazing to see everything come to fruition. Yeah.
And everybody so see the finished product. The creative process.
The finished
you are
product.
A creator. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, our maker was, you know, I say God was a creator. I was made in his image.
Yes, we are made in his image. Yes. Definitely. Yeah. But he touched you with gifts and talents, and you're walking and you're working in those talents, and you're letting your blessings and your light is shining. But, you know, what other people see in you is definitely an inspiration not to give up. So I'm just waiting for your beauty come forth. Let's see about beauty come forth. How did you beauty come forth?
Well, you know, beauty come forth, the book itself came about through a friend of mine who I would speak at her conference, her women's conference, you know, that she would have every year. And the one year she actually asked me about, you know, she wanted me to come speak, of course, on fashion because that was my background, you know, and I would always speak about things along. It could be everything from, like, what cut fits you best or, you know, what color, you know, something that had to do with fashion. And for, you know, whatever reason, that year when she asked me to do it, I said, you know, her name is Sharon Elliott, and what was Sharon Elliott now? And she said, I said, Sharon, I think we're missing it, you know. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, we're missing it. We're constantly talking to women, you know, and hitting on things that are surface. But there's a lot of women that are hurting inside, and they're broken. And they're walking around, and they learn how to make themselves look whole, but inside they're broken. And we need to address the brokenness. And she was like, and she happened to be an editor for a number of publishing houses. And she said, I need you to write the book. And I was, as with most experiences in my life and journey, I was like, no, I'm not a writer. I'm a designer. And so
right.
She's like, no, you've worked in that industry that, you know, she's like, you need to write. And she's like, well, pray about it, you know, and kind of the rest of the year. I did. I prayed about it. I said, I tell you what, I will. And if God gives me something, you know, I'll be obedient. And, you know, a few weeks went by and she checked back and I was like, okay. She's like, Mar, you journal. And she's like, look at your journal, because your journal is going to be a lot of what you can share. And that's how, you know, she had me to come. She says, you know, I'll work with you. I'll tell you how to do a book proposal and the whole thing. And she says, and I want you to get published. I don't want you to be self-published. I want you to get published.
Yes.
And that was a blessing. Again, another blessing. So I did, yes. You know, wrote the book, Beauty Come Forth. And it's still living, still a living piece, still available,
yes.
For purchase. Yeah.
Yeah, so Myra, I would like you right now, because I'm going to open it up for some callers. I know people want to say things to you, ask some questions. How would someone get in touch with you? And give out your social network, your media networks,
social
for your listeners to reach out to you.
Social media, pretty much most of my social media is my name, Myra Wallace Walker, or most. Myra Wallace Walker, I hyphenate because most people have known me by Wallace and not my married name, although now more people are here in Cincinnati and know me by my married name. So Myra on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, I'm Myra Wallace Walker. And on TikTok and what's the other one? Snapchat.
YouTube.
Whatever the other one is. they're Myra Wallace. On the YouTube channel, I have Valor and Virtue Productions is the YouTube channel, and I also have a YouTube channel for Myra Wallace. So, you know, I'm kind of not all over the place, but because I've branded myself both as a entrepreneur, sole proprietor, but also in business partnerships.
You go, young lady. You are such a blessing and an inspiration and an encouragement. And have you ever thought about your last name, Myra Wallace Walker? You ever thought Walker? Have you thought about your last name, Walker? Walker. You're walking into your passion, walking into your entrepreneur fashion designing and everything that you do. The name goes with you. That's a blessed name, Myra Wallace Walker. Think about your last
name.
Just blessed.
Walker.
Think about that. Is there anyone that would like to say something to Myra at this time? Anyone? Any callers?
Hi, Myra. My name is Bernita Ryland Harris.
Hi.
And I'm admiring what you do. I've been sewing since I was 13.
Okay.
And
cool.
I'm admiring you. I'm listening to you. And I think that it's wonderful that more of us get involved with fashion. You know, we grew up looking at Vogue magazine and Shape magazine, but we didn't see ourselves. I'm looking at you like I look at me.
Yes. Yes. That you said that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, I am the owner and designer of Born Bare Fashions. And I started when I was 13, so I'm listening to you and I'm seeing myself. I'm almost twice your age.
Oh,
but
it's impossible that you're almost twice my age, but I'll take it, okay. Then you are a miracle.
I have experience.
Yeah.
I started out, you know what, I'm writing a book too. I started out, I'm not going to take your time away from you either. I started out when I was 13 sewing, and then I went to LACC to become a medical secretary. Hmm. But I could never type more than 45 words a minute. That's because I got burned when I was a year and a half, and I only had 3 fingers on my left hand. So wow. I went back to my sewing. I wow. did, and I'm listening to you, and I am so admiring you.
Oh, praise God. Well, you know what? Here's what I want to say, that, you know, it's, you're listening to your story. As I mentioned earlier this year, we did a fashion show, Fountain on Fountain Square, which is the center of Cincinnati, and we transformed the square into a New York Fashion Week type show. It was amazing. And in that, we solicited for designers, local designers. We were looking for local designers. And one of the designers that was featured in the show, his name is Sineda Turner. Sineda's in her 80s. And
oh, wow.
She started sewing when she was seven years old, which was when I started sewing as well. Mm-hmm. And all her life, she's an amazing seamstress and designer. And she's been doing this on the side for, obviously, if she's 80-something, she's been sewing since she's been 7, and you can do the math. She's been doing this over 70 years. And she does it, but she had always, her one dream, she wanted to go to Paris. Because she felt like if she could go to Paris, she could at least operate in that field, operate in that vein that she's dreamed of, to just be acknowledged for her work. And she never got there. So when she showed up at our designer call, we were literally in tears hearing her story. It touched us so. She was featured in the show, you know, and you can go to our YouTube channel, which, like I said, is Valor and Virtue Productions, on YouTube, and you can actually see the show, and you see the interview of her in the show. Her story is amazing, and she said she felt, after we had her selected as one of the designers in the show, she said she felt like her dream had come true. She didn't need to go to Paris, but the fact that we had acknowledged her gift, her ability, was all that she needed. She did nothing else. And she was amazing. You take a look at it. And so when you talk about, you know, many years ago that you started, I started myself at 7 years old.
Yeah.
But when we looked at her and heard her story, and she said how she was inspired and that she felt like she was finally acknowledged, even amongst her family and all, I would ask for you to go on the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel, but look at the video from the show, and you'll hear the interview of Sineda Turner, because we featured designers. Our youngest designer was 18. She was valedictorian, had just graduated high school. Our eldest designer was in her 80s, which was Sineda. So, you know, again, it doesn't matter what age you are to be inspired to do, as long as you're able to still do it. I say as long as you have breath in your lungs,
You can still do it. Amen. I just came in the collection doggy fashion, and I had never done it before because I never had a pet like that. But I got into it, and now I've come up with some collections for a dog's fashion show.
Oh, funny.
Peggy interviewed me on YouTube, so I did my fashion on her show. It was for children, and she put me on, and the young people, and I taught too. I still teach at the Jackie Robinson Center in Pasadena, and I have 3 designers that have come out of my group.
Awesome.
Well, you can have to meet, but we're gonna hold that one, and we have some other callers that would like to. Anyone else like to say something to Miss Myra Wallace Walker? Please do. Thank you, Bernita, and hold on, Bernita. Don't you go anywhere.
Okay, I'm listening and I'm enjoying it.
Who do I have? Hey, Myra.
Peggy.
Oh, I got
Hello?
Two. So. Go ahead. Don't go right. Who do I have?
Oh, this is Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, sis.
That's my sister.
I just want, everything you said was just on point, and you've been such a blessing to each and every one, especially me and my children. You know, Karen has been a mentor to especially one of my daughters who absolutely, I think I gave birth to her, but she should have been Myra's child. Randy has just followed in her footsteps and crashed into her career, her job of being a flight attendant. And she's just been such a blessing to where my grandchildren even love her so much. We all love her, you know, and I miss her every day, you know, but I will fly wherever she is. And, you know, I just want to say hello. And, you know, I love you, sis.
I love you, too, Maria, too. Thanks for calling me and give my love to the girls. And, yeah, that's my ride or die right there. Maria going to come wherever I am.
Yes, she will.
That's my sister. She knows, and she knows I'm a...
I said, where are you going?
I'm going to be there for her, too. She knows it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Maria, I am really happy that you called in and shared some words about Myra and your, you know, the best friends, because that's what Women in Motion is about. It's about honoring and celebrating the accomplishments of women in our local communities and around the world. And definitely that's what Myra is doing. So any other words you'd like to share about her, Maria?
You know, even when I was going through my cancer, you know, I'll never forget, I had a circle of sisters there and that helped out along, but Myra even offered to cover her. She did actually cover her head while I was bald, and that just touched my heart. And, you know, she was always there to help me out because I was going through a rough time, not only through my sickness, but through my marriage. So she was always there, and the funny thing about it is that Myra and I go way back to where I didn't even know until her cousin was in a pageant that I was in back in the day in Jackson Jill. And it's just funny that her cousin was like her best friend also. And it was just a small world. So we've been knowing each other for a long time.
Lifetime.
She just has always been there for me.
Yes.
And she's still there
Myra.
For me, even though she's a million miles away.
Myra, we can feel you no matter where you are, because I told Maria, I talked to her. She said, I'm going where Myra is. I said, well, next time, I think I told you, Myra. I said, next time I'm going, let me know. I'm not getting left out. But thank you, Maria, and I don't go any place. Is there someone else like to say something about Myra?
Peggy, can you hear me?
Yes, hi there.
Hey, Myra, sister.
Hey, yes,
that's David.
Yes.
I know that laugh.
That's David.
I had to knock on the door and see if gentlemen were allowed into this fantastic party that you all have going on to honor the queen. My business partner, Wallace Walker, and older sister. That is, Myra's definitely been an inspiration, not just for women. I mean, I have to speak up for the guys that might be listening or the guys that have come across her path. She's just been such an empowering person in my personal life, as well as professional life. And, you know, I just consider it a blessing to be her partner. She's always called me in on every project since the dawn of time, which is something about her. Just her loyalty and her just, you know, her drive to make a change in the world, which I admire both as she's literally like a family member to me now. She considers my mom her mom. And you know, I just wanted to put in that word for you, Myra, while you were on air with the guests.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you,
Dee. Don't tell him where he is, too, traveling all over, but I appreciate it. I love you, brother.
All over the world, and you guys work so well together. Yes. And, you know, I just want my listeners to know that I met David through Myra. I needed a real good photographer for my daughter. So Myra said, Peggy, no. I have the photographer. When I say he is the best, he is the best. And Myra is something about the people that you socialize with. They're just so you feel like you've been knowing them all your life.
To be a conduit, to be that, and to see, you know, not only friendships and businesses and connections that I've come out of, it's like I get to watch a movie and go, oh, these people, you know, David said, I mean, we go back, you know, it's wonderful to say, to be able to go back all the years that we've gone back and all the projects that we've worked on and to still today be working, you know, Valor and Virtue, which is our business together right now, even though he's not in Cincinnati, but he's my business partner in that. But yeah, you know, David has worked on that creative side in every way. And, you know, he currently has his, alongside of our partnership with Valor and Virtue, he has his own clothing line as well. And, you know, he's the marketeer of marketeers when it comes to the apparel industry. And like you said, even photographer, but that creative vein just runs through him. So I appreciate you coming on and giving love. You know, and speaking as I've been talking a little bit here and there, sprinkles of what all that we're doing out here. But, it's, you know, that camaraderie is more, it's always about relationships. Business will happen, but you have to really be intentional on relationships.
Yeah, you said it. And thank you, David. I know that I was getting your text, you know, and I said, you made it. I was like, you have to, is there anyone else like to say anything to Myra right now? Anyone? I know I had a few that wanted to say something, but I don't know. Maybe they're shy. Anyone have anything like to say? Well, David and Maria and myself, Myra, as just being your friend and God divinely connecting us and knowing you for so many years, you've always been that shining light. You can see the light of God shining through you. And you definitely are an encourager, and you're a very humble woman. You are.
Yes.
And that means a lot to people, because when you see humbleness, you see God. And you're a woman that should be celebrated. So we're celebrating you because God has blessed you and he has touched you. He divinely connects. You have together. So Myra, what would you like to talk about right now? Is your show, and if anyone want to say anything, please do.
Well, you know, of course, as I've shared about, you know, some of the things that's going on, but unless somebody else has any questions or want to talk about anything or want any nuggets of this journey, I'm excited about what's happening here in Cincinnati. I don't know if I have any Cincinnati folks on the line listening, but there's, you know, the connections even here. But because of you're familiar with the Black Design Collective, which is out.
Oh yes,
you know,
I was
going to
have you talk about that. Yeah,
the Black Design Collective, which is an organization that was founded, and it's not just about designers. It's about every part of the industry that's touched by the design, the creative business. You know, whether it's designer, it's a laundry list of career paths within the fashion and apparel industry. And the Black Design Collective is about leveling up blacks, minorities in that arena. It was founded there in Los Angeles, and they've now appointed Valor and Virtue as the managers of the Cincinnati, the Midwest chapter. So we've opened a Midwest chapter of the Black Design Collective right here in Cincinnati, which I'll be managing and overseeing it as a representative of Valor and Virtue. And I say that because for those creatives that are in that vein, that, you know, that are operating in that creative vein of the fashion and apparel industry, check into the Black Design Collective. You can go online, look them up, and, you know, look into being a member, because, again, it's about relationships, and you now can be a member. You don't have to be in L.A. You don't have to be in Cincinnati, but the fact that we're opening a physical chapter here in Cincinnati, I'm excited about, because of what the vision that God has given me while being here to really make Cincinnati the Midwest fashion hub. We have the West Coast and we have the East Coast where people can get clothing, you know, designers can get their samples done. They can go, you know, from concept, mm-hmm. from an idea all the way to fruition to see actual garments. We want that here in Cincinnati. That's been my goal. That's been my conversations with the powers that be here in the Cincinnati area. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned earlier, the connections that my sister-in-law, Sansaray Sage, has been, you know, instrumental in connecting me with the right individuals. And we're making way. I mean, we're definitely making progress, and it will happen. It's happening, I should say. All while in the midst of doing the other things that we're doing. We did a symposium here with 6 panelists that were all about the things of the
wow.
you know, getting your business together. So it's really, you know, as I said earlier, the process is what I'm excited about because that's what's needed. You don't just jump from an idea and then, oh, okay, I have clothing and I'm doing a fashion show. It's like, let's kind of hit all of the career paths and that's what, you know, that's what my heart has always been, and it remains there. And in that, I have I have the book, I have beauty, I have fashion, all of those things, but they tie in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do. You have a lot going on. And Myra, what made you relocate to Cincinnati?
Well, a number is kind of twofold, two or threefold. My husband had retired. And, you know, he and I both are big travelers outside of my career path.
Yes.
We just both love traveling. We just love the world we love. We're foodies. We love to travel. We love experience
mm-hmm.
culture. We have that made in common. And, you know, at one point we were living in Florida as well. And once he retired, we knew, you know, one of the things we wanted to look at, you know, on a business side of things was ways to, you know, create additional forms of income. And we had looked at the real estate, you know, markets. And when considering, you know, my husband is from Cincinnati. He was born and raised here. He left after undergrad and never came back. And so it wasn't his desire to necessarily come back. But In that, being not just a fertile place for the business side of it, my mother-in-law, she's getting up there in age, and you know, both of my parents are deceased, and the family here, you know, it was an opportunity for us to spend some time with his family, and you know, first and foremost, my mother-in-law, Mama Scylla, and this gave us that opportunity to do just that. You know, so we're like, you know, we're doing some real estate, some business real estate. Our company is Built to Bless.
Built to
properties.
Bless,
girl. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a whole nother side, which I hadn't even talked about, but in which the plan for that was to, you know, refurbish, buy properties that were, you know, basically dismissed from ever being in existence. And, you know, we've, you know, done some properties, gutted them, refurbished them, redesigned them. I was able to use the gift of interior design. And we now have properties where we rent to traveling nurses.
Oh, that is
so
wonderful. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
Myra. I did see you working on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, this young lady is everywhere. Does anyone else have anything to say right now? Anyone?
Hi. Can you guys hear me? Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Hi, this is Sherelle.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
Hey, sis. Hey, sis.
Hey.
I'm calling because I want to be a part of the number that is here to encourage you in this walk and all that God is using you to do. And I know that you all were talking about the business side and Myra's sharing information and giving tips on how to and making sure that we move in the vision and the things that God has given us. But I also want to talk about not just the professional side of the woman of God, but I want to talk about the ministry side, or the spiritual side of the woman of God. She can not only lay her hands to the plow and design and run a showcase, but she will also open her mouth to pray for you.
Amen.
And I wanted to share that about the woman of God and just the life that she leaves before him and the people. And just to show that it's not, she's not just, of course, you all get them. She's multifaceted in those areas of profession and her professional life, but also on the spiritual side, just as a woman of God, and to encourage you in the things that God has called you to do. Amen. Bless you, Peggy, for allowing her this space. And I just wanted to say that.
Amen. Oh, thank you. That, you know, that's what this show is about, Myra. Just, yes, you know, we need to tell one another how we feel and how we appreciate them, how we love them, and how special they are in their life. Is there anyone else like anyone?
Thank you, Rilla.
Of course.
Go ahead.
I would like to say something.
Hi, Peggy. This is Chef Barbie from L.A. with Breeze and Bianca.
Oh, my God. You guys
Breeze,
are all going to make me cry.
Well, okay, we're going to narrow it down
listening?
To like 2 minutes. We get our time
okay.
to get close.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We just want to say thank you. Thank you for inviting us to come onto your blog. And congratulations, Peggy, for your blog. And we just wanted to spread the love.
You.
And piggyback on what Minister Sherelle was saying, and that Myra has a heart for everyone, and she's not only building, but she lifts other people up. And we all in her intimate circle know that although she's very busy with her life and doing her thing, she's always there for us, and we appreciate her. And I also wanted to acknowledge that she's inspired so many young people, including my kids. And they're pursuing things, fashion and music and in art. And she's given them kind of that gift of just, you want it, go get it. So we're just here to acknowledge you. We love you, and we're grateful for you, and we're super proud of you.
We love you.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, I love it.
Look at, I love you all. That's my bees over there. Oh, my goodness. Family, this is like family time. I tell you, that just lifts my heart. It warms. My heart is smiling right now for all, my sisters
that have
called
in. Okay.
So,
thank you
all
so much. Anyone else have something they'd like to say? Anyone else?
I would like to say this has been a really wonderful show. And this is Regina. And Peggy, thank you for hosting the show. And for Myra, I love to travel too, and I'm learning how to travel for free, basically.
Yes, me too.
We all are.
And Myra, I think you've met Regina before, because I believe she came to your bridal shower with me. I'm not quite sure. I believe so. But I'm not
okay. Well,
you
know, when you speak of the bride, when you think of the bridal show, you got three of my sisters on the phone right now that were the reason that bridal shower was amazing. Sherelle, Barbie, and Maria.
Oh yes, I just miss everybody, and it's not like a home without you here. And I know that you're there, and you do keep in touch because you post what you're doing. You're working on the homes. You're being the snow. You have family reunions, you dancing, you with the daughters, you're at graduations, you're 39. Myra, please share the recipe of how to keep looking like that. You don't change at all. Do everyone agree?
Yes.
Well, Myra, anything you'd like to say
to
our listeners?
Trying to live right. You know, I'll say what I close both my resume or my bio in is my own little probably adopted it somewhere, but I couldn't even say where from. Trust God, believe in yourself, and dare to dream big.
Amen.
That's
amen.
What I live by. You know, go big or go home. I mean, don't do, you know, we serve a God that is about, that is a big God. And if you can see it and achieve it, then it's too small. You gotta do something that you know it will take only, that it will only be by God, that you can say it is because of God. And that's what I live by. And that's what he has, that's how he has blessed me, because I shall always and forever give him all of the glory for everything
Amen.
That it may appear to have been accomplished. It was only by him.
Amen. Well, Myra, it was, it's just a blessing to have you on the show and for all of the listeners coming in. And I really wanted to, what I really wanted to do is just totally celebrate you with your friends and family calling in. And, you know, I have been getting some texts, but for some reason, I don't know if they can't connect through. But Myra, next time you're always doing something, so I'm not going to say next time you're doing something. Just let me know. You come on Women in Motion Live, and how about you host the show?
Oh man, well, you know, as you can see, I got some, I know some amazing women, and you know, some may be on the line, they may not have said anything, and the ones that have been on the line, they in and of themselves, God has blessed and used tremendously, and their stories and their motions are just as blessed. So, you know, I'd love to, you know, at one time be able to do that, because I love celebrating women. I love celebrating people.
Yes.
I love encouraging, uplifting people, but I have a heart for women. And, you know, that's why God gave me the book, Beauty Come Forth. That's why he gave that to me. And, but, you know, again, I'd love to. Because again, I can take what light is shining on me and point it at some pretty phenomenal women.
There you go. Well, once again, we are. Anyone else need to say anything? Anyone? Now is your time.
We're here live. I just want to say thank you, Peggy. You are awesome. And
God bless
all of us.
Yes,
and Peggy,
is.
Yes, Peggy has been consistent, and so that's what I wanted to finish with. Peggy, you have been consistent in my life for all the years. Thank you for being the woman that you are in celebrating and highlighting and shining the light, because when you shine the light on others, it only reflects right back to you. So keep doing what you're doing, because you're making a difference.
Yes.
Well, thank God. I appreciate that. And once again, before we close, moment, Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio. If they did not get to come on live, the link will be ready shortly. You can still send it out to your friends and they can click on and still listen to this show. All right? An exclusive, my special guest, Woman of God, a woman, please mute your phones, Myra Wallace Walker, award-winning designer, published author, fashionpreneur, a woman at God's own heart. Yes, Myra, you are a woman in motion, doing what you do. You're following your purpose. You're not letting your purpose follow you, and you're led by God. So on that note, remember, have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your holiday. Be safe. And I'll see you next time at the end of the month on Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio. Thank you so much, and we are out. Myra?
Yes.
Girl, you keep doing what you're doing, and you just walk in those blocks. And I'll be there.
Thank
in Cincinnati.
You.
So you have to give me the information. I'm going to bring a group of women, and we're going to wear some shirts. You might have to design me some shirts or something. All right.
Indeed.
Okay,
indeed.
Remember.
Thanks again.
Yes. You're welcome. Life is not measured by the breaths that we take, but the moments that take our breath. It's nice to be important, but just as important to be nice. Have a blessed day, a blessed life, and enjoy every day and every moment and every second. Peace out. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
It's a brand new morning. Brand new morning. What's my reason? Against